Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Scott Presler. Hey, Scott, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. What are you doing today?
I'm going crazy, for one, because I am about to head from Virginia to Pennsylvania. I'm going to go over and meet with Mayor Longo of Slippery Rock. And then we're traversing over to Michigan because I was invited to speak by Charlie Kirk and Tyler Boyer. And so I'll be at the Turning Point Action People's Conference this weekend. And I'm going to be speaking on the same stage that President Trump, our birthday boy today, will be speaking on. So, I mean, I still have to pinch myself sometimes that this is my life.
Well, it is amazing. You have created a role, a life that filled the void here from the cleanup to what you're doing now. And Scott, every week, the first thing I want to do on Monday, people think I'm nuts. You must try to do it around the clock. I could tell you were getting nervous because you couldn't find them. The Bucks County numbers, and we're down to, is it the official 906 that the Democrats are ahead at this point?
The official is 924.
Okay.
Which I'll still take. It's been going down. You know, the previous 2 weeks, it went down 200, went down 200. This last week, it went down 100. But here's what people need to keep in mind. So to anyone that's just kind of tuning into this, we're talking about Pennsylvania voter registration numbers. So 2 years ago, the Democrats in Pennsylvania had an advantage of 595,000 more Democrats than Republicans. And I'm very proud to say that in 2 years, we have narrowed that down by over 200,000 votes. Pennsylvania is becoming more and more winnable every single day. And so Bucks County is a collar county outside of Philadelphia. And 4 years ago, Dom, the Democrats had an advantage of 15,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And as you so aptly just told us, we are down now to 924. I mean, the fact that the Democrats have lost 14,000 voters in 4 years in the suburban blue Philadelphia county, that is just phenomenal. And that should show anybody that Pennsylvania is ripe for the picking. And so we must come together. We must focus on voter registration. I want you to wear your Trump hats, your Republican gear everywhere, to the supermarket and the gas station and Walmart and Home Depot. But we must be courting votes everywhere across Pennsylvania.
That's what you do the best. You're courting people, prisons all over the place. And Scott, one of the ideas, and you're a good guy on this. You didn't say it was yours originally, but you helped to popularize it. Coming off the Trump tips idea, when you get your receipt and you're paying by card to put on there, Trump wants to get rid of the federal tax if you make your income off tips.
Absolutely. This is something everyone can do. Oh, my gosh. The next time, guys, you go out to eat, or you go to the salon or barber or whatever, whenever you're tipping someone in the service industry that is serving us, when you give your tip, make sure that you're writing on the receipt, Trump won't tax your tips, Trump 2024, or something to the effect of, I want you to keep 100% of this tip, Trump 2024, he won't tax your tips. And I mean, it's gone viral. Donald Trump Jr. shared this. One of President Trump's ex accounts, he even put one of the receipts on there. This is something that's going to spur business, is going to add to the economy, is going to put money in more people's pockets. And ultimately, this is peer-to-peer grassroots where we can reach out to the service industry. And Trump's speech in Las Vegas, where he announced this plan that he won't tax tips, that may very well have just won him the seat in Nevada.
I will be shocked. Now, you know better. You're the best on the ground in the country that I actual on the ground traversing the country. I will be shocked if he doesn't win Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. But I'm not so sure, you know, about Michigan, Wisconsin, or tougher. That means out of those three, this radio station is command central, and you are. Pennsylvania is it. You win Pennsylvania, Trump, at least, is going to be president.
Correct. You hit the nail on the head. We're looking good in the Sun Belt. We're looking really good in the Sun Belt, which has diverse communities in Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada. But, A, we're not going to take our feet off the pedal. We're going to continue registering voters. But, yes, we win Pennsylvania. Guys, we win the whole ball game. That's why I have been neurotic in my focus on Pennsylvania for the last 8 years, doing everything I can. And so next weekend, we have an all-star lineup of events this next weekend. On the 21st, I'm stuck with this guy named Dom Giordano in Wildwood, New Jersey. And I'm going to be and I'm going to be doing an event with him and his cohort on the 21st in Wildwood. I posted that flyer today. So if anybody's interested, go to my @ScottPressler. On the 22nd, we're doing Luzerne County, and I'm going to a jail. And on the 23rd, we're doing a Bucks County Day of Action. So if you want to see more details, go to my @ScottPressler. But, Dom, I'm still looking forward to seeing you and the boys on the 21st.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, Johnny, who owns Mulligan's and is one of our biggest supporters, Scott, has done all kinds of events there. He said, get me Scott Pressler when the president was in town in Wildwood on the 14th. And you get it, too, even though you're not from this area per se. You put up the other day on Twitter, this is where middle-class Americans go to vacation. You were informing a national audience, I think, in this area. And that's why Trump came. But Wildwood is Americana, second to none.
Absolutely. You got the boardwalk. It's family-friendly. It's an hour away from Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. So, you know, I don't care where you are, if you're in Maryland, if you're in New York, you're Staten Island, you're Bucks County, you're Philly. I mean, come out and join us. I'm not only going to have New Jersey voter registration forms and Pennsylvania, but how cool would it be to celebrate with Dom Giordano, with 1210 Talk Radio, with Scott Pressler, and I could even register you to vote. I mean, that's the story right there.
That's right. You know, you've done that with so many families. Their kid's going to vote the first time. And they want Scott Pressler to be the one to do it. That would be, we'd feature that. We would talk to the kid. I mean, that'd be a great time to do that. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, the last thing is we are going to my first Pennsylvania jail this upcoming weekend. And again, I want to see this publicly on the radio. If you are listening to Dom Giordano right now, and you will say, maybe have a record, I want you to know that so long as you're no longer incarcerated, once you're free, your rights are restored, and I am asking for your vote. I am courting for your vote. Anyone that has suffered at the hands of the criminal injustice system, I ask humbly that you come out and vote for President Trump this November. And if you need any help registering to vote, slide into my DMs @ScottPressler on X, and I will personally help register you to vote.
Great stuff. Now, I want to know, how does the Amber Rose campaign go? And she was wearing a Phillies hat when she gave that thing that went viral about Trump with TMZ, Scott. And you approached that and said, come on, Amber, come home.
No, dude. So Amber Rose, she is a singer, a model, an actress. She's a mother. She has come out recently and endorsed Donald Trump for president. And I know that she's from South Philly, and you know, anything I can do to win Pennsylvania, I will bend over backwards. And so I messaged her on a whim, and I was like, you know what? What do I have to lose? What do I have to lose? So I messaged her and I said, Amber, if you would ever do a voter registration event, 25% of Philadelphia wins Pennsylvania and saves the United States of America. 25%. That's all we need. And I said, we would roll out the red carpet with you.
Oh,
for you.
And more than I can tell you that, yes.
Right? Well, she's stunning. And within an hour, she messaged me back and said, message me on Instagram. So my one action of just reaching out, of courting her, of asking, delivered a response. And so I'm going to be talking with her about doing an event. But here's more importantly, guys, she's receiving some negativity from the left. Let's shower Amber Rose with love and support. I want you to go to Amber Rose's Instagram. You go to her ex account and just say, thank you for being outspoken. Thank you for being bold. And I want you to shower her with a lot of praise, please.
We're on that right now, Dan. Let's get on that.
It's a great idea.
Tell her, you know, it's on us if she comes to Mulligan's, too. That's a great spot to be. But I didn't, Scott, know she's from South Philly. I knew the Philly connection. South Philly, too. I mean, that's a mythic thing, Dan. South Philly, too. Wow.
Yeah, you got that in common, Dom. There you go.
If Amber Rose did that, Scott, you're right, though. She would drive a lot of voters who were on the cusp, maybe paying a little bit of attention, wondering why they're not feeling good about the Democrat Party, and just looking for someone like this to articulate what's happening here.
Exactly. Well, and again, you cannot receive what you do not ask for. I mean it. To everyone listening, I need you to be bold this weekend. I want you to ask for votes. I don't care if someone is a member of the Jewish community or the Black community or a young person or a woman or whoever they are. I want you to spend this weekend, please, trying to register voters and asking for votes, courting votes. We have 5 months to save our country. So use this gorgeous weekend ahead of us to help save our country.
And where do we go for all things Scott Presler and your work, Scott? What do we do?
My ex account is at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler, and you can also support my work very humbly by going to earlyvoteaction.com, and I'll be doing my very first fundraiser on this Saturday in Detroit, Michigan. And I just got off the phone with Vivek Ramaswamy, and he is a supporter. He has put out a quote on behalf of this fundraiser that we're doing. So just know, this is literally everyone coming together, the grassroots to presidential candidates, to models and singers and actresses. This is all walks of life coming together because we love our country and we want to save her.
Without a doubt, let us know if you want to do one in our neck of the woods. We'd be happy to promote that and support it. Scott,
please,
just let us know.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I cannot wait to see you on the 21st in Wildwood, New Jersey at Mulligan's. Let's go.
All righty. Thank you, Scott. Can't wait. Thank you very much, Scott. That's quite a gift, Dan. So Amber Rose, we're working it. Can you imagine an event with Amber Rose here? Oh, my God. The left, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Oh, my God. All those women writing at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Well, one thing, Dan, they would love it. Because we know, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot of hard work there, Dan. They'd have columns for the next month. Traitor, sellouts, misguided.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Etc. So I think, Dan, he's going to do an event with her. I'll take that's going to happen. Do it in South Philly. Oh, my God. Broad and Snyder. All right. 855-839-1210. Remember, 1 week from today, this guy is on fire. You will love it in person. It's even a lot. He's funny. He's staying at the Grand Hotel, too. He wanted to tell you that. Thanks to the Grand Hotel for doing that, and he'll put up a full review of his stay. So all roads lead to Wildwood and then Rich over in Cape May. I think we're only going to be maybe, what, by the way I drive, Dan, I'd say 7.5 to 8 minutes apart from the noon to 3 and then the 3 to 7
yeah,
with Rich.
Yeah, that's not something we haven't underlined, and we should.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You can probably hit them both really easily.
Yeah, I don't know if that jitney, Johnny will text me or hit me on Twitter. I know they had a jitney in mind to take people from mine over to Rich's.
You know what? Rich actually mentioned that yesterday, right, that he was interested in.
Right. Okay.
So I got to send an email over to Greg, and I forgot to.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Maybe
because
going like that.
No radio station in the country pulls off something like that. I've never heard of anything like this. At a short point, an hour and a half away. That is spectacular. And it's just happenstance that Johnny's Place, Mulligan Shore Bar and Grill, is in Wildwood on Hildreth. What is it? 310. It's 310 West Hildreth. Yeah. And you just go over that bridge into Cape May. I'm not sure where the Grand Hotel is in Cape May, but it can't be more than 8 to 10 minutes. What a day. All systems go here. Somebody on Twitter, Philly Republican, I think, put up, why is it that Ms. Romney, who formerly headed up the RNC, couldn't find some kind of role for Scott Presler? He is just in the center ring, and we're thrilled at Mulligan's to bring him to you. And he'll be, asking you to volunteer, court votes, etc. This Amber Rose thing is nuts, though. If Amber Rose actually does an event here in Philadelphia, say in South Philly or wherever, there'll be a lot of backlash. But you know what there'll be also? There'll be a lot of people registering. There'll be a lot of people mail-in ballot. She will turn the very idea of this in Philadelphia, Dan. It will set off. Those women at the Inquirer will already come up with every sort of tabloid aspect to this. And then they'll go after Presler, too, around it. So you heard what he suggested you do. Just encourage her on Instagram to do this. I mean, this week we've seen Jay-Z. I hope he does come to Philadelphia or Harrisburg on this, on the voucher thing, or at least the scholarship thing. Democrats, I give them credit in their just sheer obnoxiousness. They're not only not backing away on that side of it, they're pressing forward with billions and billions of more dollars of your tax money for the failed public schools, which many of them will always fail. I don't care how much money you give them. They're not going to work given a lot of the policies that are in play. That's just the bottom line. So let people make a decision is what Jay-Z, I think I'd be quoting Jay-Z, Meek Mill. Is it finally that the voucher school choice thing, parental rights, is going to make a difference? We'll see. Let me go to Gary in Newtown. Gary's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, afternoon.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good, Gary.
It's funny you mentioned Wesley Hunt, and sorry for the interruption here. I was in the middle of doing something. And I think you missed something, and as the host appointed, I think you called me the archivist. You missed that he said both of his parents made an investment in himself, his brother, and his sister. And because of the LBJ policies, and because we don't have multiple parents or two parents in families anymore, that's the reason why we have the situation we have in America, going all across America.
Yeah, I agree with you. I could have underlined that a little more. I was more interested in the fact of the details that I didn't know about, an hour each way to go to school and all those things associated with. Gary, also, I think Republicans had to make the point. We're not saying give people maybe even the total tuition. We're just trying to spur them on that they do some of it themselves and we help them out. It would be revolutionary.
Agreed. And for my side answer, I want you to imagine Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, any of the founding fathers, if they woke up in Center City and they read the headlines, and a woman swimming as a man, and we're putting future president elections in candidates in jail, they would say, oh, my God, beam me up, Scotty.
Well played.
It's a good one.
We see what you did there with that. Setting all that up, Dan, just to get to beam me up, Scotty. Dan, that was beautifully played, I got to say.
Yeah,
impressive.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, Mayor Ernie Wildwood in the center of the universe, backpack ban. They wanted to do a twerking boxing ring event on the shores of Wildwood that they've sniffed out and stopped. And he'll be coming, I hope, to Dom Giordano Day. He's got a seat at the head table there. Mayor, welcome back, and busy week again for you.
Always a busy week. It's always a great week. Look, it's no better place than being in the woods.
Absolutely. So the first thing, good work by your people, social media, because this is dangerous stuff that happened before. One time it was a car rally meetup, Mayor. This time it was allegedly these people that were going to do boxing matches and twerking on the beach.
You can't make this stuff up, Don. It's social media can be good and it can be very bad, and it seems to be on in many areas, in many occasions, bad. And these people, you know, it's all about how many clicks, how many views, how many followers, how big of an influencer you are. Everything that could be bad about it is happening.
So you feel, though, that this has been stopped? They've agreed not to do this. That's the bottom line.
Well, I believe the chief tells me they put it, they canceled it, and they told them, you know, if you come here, you're going to get, you know, locked up. So, you know, who knows, Don? You never know. But I do know that the police will have a strong presence. We've been fortunate. Our governor has sent us state police each weekend, the last three weekends. They'll be here again this weekend. And, you know, it's always nice to have the state police giving you a hand. They have a little bit of more of a power, you know, situation to,
yeah. Well,
to handle.
Right, because the local cops are afraid of those regulations, and I understand why. Now, the backpack, yeah. Ernie, it's pretty limited when you can have it. Is that because people are carrying alcohol around? Is that what it is?
Amongst other things, sure. Yeah, it's these kids walk around with, you know, 6-packs, 12-packs, you know, in the back, and that's how they transport it around. And you can't go in there and say, "Could I see what you got in your backpack?" And yeah, you know, I'm sure there's drugs in there, and God knows if there's knives or guns or whatever. So better to be safe and to treat the public. In a manner that they when people hear, they know they're going to be safe. So we did it. It's funny how it becomes such a big item. Ocean City and Sea Island, they already have that in play,
right?
And you know, it seems like what Wildwood does always, it seems to attract the biggest and the most noise. But
that's why you want to be mayor of Wildwood. I mean, there's no place like it. There's no relatively small city quite like it.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, like I said, on any given busy night on the boardwalk, how many people know there are 250,000 people on the boardwalk? That's a lot of people. And our police department, fire department, public works, we do an exceptionally good job, along with all the other communities that have the same type of situations handling the public. It's become more difficult to be a host, so to speak, with the laws that sometimes prohibit you from keeping everybody safe. So we do what we have to do, what we feel is necessary to make sure that when people come here, they have a good time, they have a safe time. And I want them to know that this is a very, very safe community.
Without a doubt. Now, Dan told me this. Is this true? Your grandfather came to Wildwood accidentally. He was
Dom.
He was an integral.
Yeah.
Domenico. 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 Oh, there we go. I hope they didn't call him Don Minico. And
Domenico.
Domenico. No, he was going to Atlantic City. He fell asleep and woke up in Wildwood. What?
I got to tell you something. You can't make this stuff up. My grandfather, you know what's amazing, Don? You know how many people, when they were migrating from Italy, came into the Port of Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah.
Tens of thousands, and they never really talk about it. It's always all silent. the Palumbo family, which everybody knows about the Palumbos of Philly, were very instrumental in making sure that they got placed into families. And in fact, my grandfather was on Christian Street in Philadelphia. I think it was 912 Christian Street. He lived with the DiCecco family, his cousins. Well, we didn't have any cousins by that name that we're aware of, but everybody was a cousin. And the Palumbos found a job in Atlantic City for him. Now, my grandfather could fall asleep, stand up, talking to you. They put him on a train. He fell asleep on the train, and he woke up in Wildwood. And here we are.
American success story. He settled on Leeming Avenue, right? That's where he settled.
Well, he started on Roberts, wound up on Hand, where my dad was born, and we moved the whole block south to Leeming, and we've been on here since 1948, I think. But he came over in 1914. So yeah, how'd you find Wildwood? Well, my grandfather fell asleep on the train and woke up in Wildwood.
Oh God, that is a Wildwood success. Absolutely. Now the big event coming up is the country music event that is just. Yes. Incredible, Ernie. When's that? What's happening with that?
It starts Thursday, the coming week. You want to hear something amazing, Don? It is sold out.
Wow. That's about 40,000?
Yeah, at least that, yes. Yeah, it's sold out. All the general admissions, super VIPs were available from what I gather, but I think now I was told everything is sold out. But if you're out there listening, call in anyway, and just to make sure. But it is probably becoming, if not the largest country concert in the nation. So we're excited. And next year we'll look at the parameters about maybe expanding it. I mean, this year we have a full moon and a flood tide. So it's crept in a little bit from the water coming up. But next year we won't have that, so we could probably push it out a little bit.
Wow. But, well, you know the real story, though. The real thing is why it's the most successful country. It's Dom Giordano Day that same weekend. We suspect that's part of it.
That's absolutely the main cause for it all. Everybody wants to come down. You know, look, Luke Bryan and the Beach Boys and Keith Urban and those guys, Kane Brown, they pale in comparison to Dom Giordano. I mean, it's
exactly.
Well, it's Dan, the way it is,
Dan is working on getting one of the Beach Boys over to Mulligan's. Now, let's make that happen. Yeah. That would be a dream.
That's a little off,
I don't know what day they're coming in. I don't know if they're the Sunday night.
Okay.
There's so many acts, and you know, you now, needed the scorecard.
Ernie, do you MC? Are you going to be in part of it?
No, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm a fly on the wall.
Okay.
I'm just so happy for the promoters. I always believed that if we could get a concert on the beach, that it would become very successful. And the Kenny Chesney concert proved that. To this day, he'll tell you it's the greatest concert he ever did. And when they came to us and I said, listen, this is a winner. I guarantee this will work for you. And they bought in, and they have done a phenomenal job of putting this together. Great group of people dealing with them. And we hope to have a long, prosperous tenure with them. And we're actually looking at maybe possibly some other venues with them. So it's a win-win-win for not only City of Wildwood, but for everybody that wants to come down and enjoy
exactly.
The great music that we put on. So,
well, great work. Day. You deserve it. We'll see you over at Mulligan's on the 21st. And Ernie, thank you. Thanks for always being generous with your time.
Hey, Don, it's always a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
All right. The mayor, Ernie Triano, will be there at the head table. Our whale guy, Robin, Keith Hartzell, representing Ocean City, and God. He's very godly, Dan. Remember when he worked that in last year in the middle of it? Yeah.
Hey, well, he's got that whole book.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring the book, Keith. Bring the books. Feel free to do that, Dan.
Just to plug it, I mean, it's nothing but gratitude, reflections of my life in Ocean City, faith, family, and friends, written by Councilman-elect Keith Hartzell.
All right, so it is going to be a fabulous day, and Dan, the name of the band again, too, and we're going to talk with them next week.
Burning Sky, Dom. It's a tribute to Bad Company, and they're going to be playing some Bad Company, some Motha Hoople, and maybe some Free, maybe some Tom Jones sprinkled in there.
There you go. Get there early, though, with Scott Presler hitting the beaches there with us. You heard him today. It's going to be a great time. So do that, please.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.